Good day. This is Health on the Hill. I'm Mary Agnes Carey. Just days away from Christmas, the Senate and House remain at odds over how to stop a scheduled 27% Medicare physician payment cut scheduled to go into effect on January the 1st. Here with the latest on the Doc Fix dilemma is Matt DeBias of Political Pro. Thanks for joining us.
Hi, Mary Agnes.
Now, House Republicans oppose legislation the Senate passed over the weekend with Republican support that would extend the current Social Security payroll tax cut for another 2 months, as well as stop the scheduled Medicare physician payment cut for that same amount of time. Why do House Republicans oppose the Senate-passed bill?
Right. The Senate passed a very short-term, kind of a fallback measure that covers all of those provisions through the first 2 months of 2012. Now, Republicans oppose it in the House. Quite honestly, it comes down to ideology. You know, I think they feel like they passed a better bill just a week earlier. It does a long-term extension of unemployment. It does a longer-term extension of the payroll tax break. And for our listeners, it most importantly extends the what we call the doc fix for 2 years, and it gives physicians about a cumulative 2% update on that. So I think they like their bill better. And I don't think they like the direction that the Senate Democrats might be taking it in.
But the Senate Democrats rejected that bill for a variety of provisions, including some of the health care pay-fors. Is that correct?
That's absolutely correct. You know, the Senate Democrats, under the leadership of Harry Reid, are very reluctant to go back into the Affordable Care Act to take money to help pay for the SGR patch. You know, they've shown some reluctance as well on some of the provisions that the House approved that end up cutting hospital Medicare payments. So there is some reluctance on the pay-fors on the Senate side.
House GOP leaders have decided to not have an up or down vote on that Senate bill, but instead have a series of procedural votes aimed at getting Senate negotiators back to the table. Could you tell us a little bit about those votes?
Well, that's what we're seeing today. You know, this process is unfolding in the House. And the end game, what they're trying to reach to ultimately is through these series of votes, they want to basically force the Senate to reopen negotiations on this package. You know, again, it goes back to the House really liking the package that they passed. And now they want to kind of compel the Senate to come back in during the holiday recess, sit down face to face and see if they can't negotiate a smoother kind of longer term path forward.
Why don't they just vote up or down on the Senate bill?
This is kind of the politics of it. House Republicans don't want necessarily to go on the record of voting down a package that actually gives most middle-class Americans a tax break, and they want to kind of couch that vote. And so instead, they'll take a series of votes on a number of different initiatives that will eventually lead them to, one would suspect, naming some law members to actually enter into negotiations with the Senate.
Senator Reid has said he will not reopen negotiations with the House until it passes the Senate legislation. So will the House Republican leader's strategy work? In short, what's the end game?
This really is the gamble that House Republicans under Leader John Boehner are taking right now. And I think to hold Harry Reid to his word, I genuinely believe that if it was solely up to the Senate Democratic leadership, they just would not negotiate with the House Republicans. But President Obama has really made this legislative package one of his priorities. It's something that, due for a number of reasons, and a lot of them are expiring provisions, and a lot of those provisions are on the health care side, President Obama really wants to get this passage passed. And so I imagine that there will be some pressure from the White House that will maybe smooth the way and may become a little bit clearer to us as the week progresses. But I would imagine that President Obama will kind of assert his will.
If the doc fix isn't resolved, the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services have already put out some contingency plans. Can you tell us about those?
This is a little bit of familiar territory for the CMS, for Medicare, since they found themselves in this position in years past. So what they're doing is they're instructing their Medicare contractors, the ones who actually handle the claims, to hold payments that are charged in 2012. For 10 business days. And the way that kind of runs in business days for Medicare, that would take physician payments through January 1st through 17th. The CMS is saying that it shouldn't have a financial impact on physician groups that bill through Medicare, because typically claims usually take anywhere from 14 days if they're done electronically, or well into the 20-day mark if they're done on paper. So CMS is a little bit irked that this hasn't been resolved, but they have kind of sent notice to their claims contractors to hold claims at least for 10 business days.
Thanks for the update. We'll stay in touch. Thanks again to Matt DeBias of Politico Pro.
My pleasure.